So the learning today should be especially Lanishmas Chaim Eloza ben Shimshon Aryeh, as well as Rabbi Yaakov Yosef and Chaim Menachem ben Tzion. It should also be a schus for a Yerfur Shlema. Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka Chaim Doi ben Menorachol Chana Leah Bashen de Rachol and Avadati ben Peril and Rafal Avram Nisanal ben Masha Liba. It should also be a schus for all those in Amakam Sakana and Eretz Yisrael, including Israel Baruch ben Penina and Ani Yerushalma ben Rosh Teka. So we continue now. We are on page 263, continuing in the topic of Bas. So he says like this. So mitzvah av al abas lasiya samach lepirka. Father has a chiyuv to marry off his daughter as soon as she comes of age. K'maymer chazal sha'amru beratach bagra shachar avdach v'yavi le. The Gemara in Pesachim says that if your daughter is reached the age of marriage and she can't find a shidduch, you should even go as far as freeing your eved and giving him to her in marriage. Now this is talking about the times of the Gemara where it was normal for a girl to get married at 12, and by the age of 12 and a half, when she turned from a nara into a bogeres, she already became less than optimal shidduch proposition. And so therefore the Gemara says, if you hold your daughter back because you want her to continue helping out around the house, and as a result you don't marry her off, so such a person is to be condemned. And therefore, even if it means marrying her off to your eved who you have to free, you should go ahead and do so. A father and mother have a responsibility to guard her, he says, with seven eyes. He just means you have to be extremely vigilant. Not to go and defile herself, be mechalel herself, by acting like a pirtza, by going and flirting, by going and hanging out, by dressing immodestly, and potentially doing things even worse. He says, "Ki asaviyah hi mechalelis." Now that pasuk is referring to a bas kohen who sins. She is chayav sreifa, which is a more severe punishment because she was mechalel her father. So he says that really any girl who is mizane, or rather even has relations out of wedlock, really is mechalel her kedusha that she gets from her father, which is her father in heaven, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's a mitzvah to listen to the chachamim, to marry off your daughter as soon as you have an eligible prospect, and not to hold her back for ulterior motives. And ultimately, that is the goal. A woman is able to reach her potential when she gets married. She's able through in the bias in the home setting, or in the relationship of marriage, a woman's able to reach her potential. And so you're just holding your daughter back from reaching that stage in her life. The gamkei mitzvah sa'av, there's also an additional responsibility on the father. Laharvais labitai mayar matan, to increase the dowry, kasha timtzi yadai, what he could afford, kidei limtza bita ben zugna, in order for his daughter, to find a suitable shidduch. Now, again, this is also not something as relevant today. In those times, there was a commitment, and in order to get married, there was a commitment of you had to bring a certain amount to the marriage. So I know now there's definitely this pressure to bring a commitment for a couple of years, but there it was a much larger sum than just you're gonna pay the rent, and I'm gonna pay you're gonna give $2,500 to the kids for a year in Israel, and I'll give $2,500, right? So that's what we think of. But in those days, it was actually much larger. It was really sort of to get the couple on their feet, and it was thousands of dollars. So he says not to hold that back if you could potentially afford to do so. Person should even be prepared to sell whatever he has in order to marry off his daughter to a talmid chacham. Now, there are poor people who desire to marry their daughter to a talmid chacham. But what could they do? They can't afford it to marry your daughter off to a talmid chacham, someone who's going to sit and learn in kollel and become a rav. That person is going to need support for many years. And you know, nowadays, so the women go out and work. You go back a few hundred years, it wasn't so simple for women to go out and work and earn a parnasa. So that commitment had to come from the father of the girl. In order for that to happen, you had to have the means to do it. So you have poor people who couldn't afford to make that type of commitment, but they want to nevertheless marry the daughter off to a talmid chacham. He says, it's not the, in other words, he says, well, what can I do, right? So he sort of throws his hands up in the air. He says, that's not the right attitude. Do every effort you need to, even if it means climbing mountains. If you're able to, right? Obviously not bankrupting yourself, but within reason, pushing yourself to try to get the means together from multiple sources if necessary in order to marry her off to a Talmid Chacham. And obviously, there's a level of bitachon here that I'm going to use money maybe that I have away for savings and then trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of me down the road on a rainy day. Let's say he can't do this. Or there aren't Talmid Chachamim in the neighborhood to marry her off to. You have to be selective in the boy you choose. Should be a bachur toiv, a good boy, anoshim, a zera anoshim, which is distinguished. That's talking about the yichus, yodea sefer, who knows how to learn, virei Hashem and his yirei shmaim. So to him, these are the four, I guess, ideals that you're looking for. The boy should be a good boy himself, meaning someone that is pleasant to be around. Should be have yichus, which again, more so in the olden times, you had the yichus. Nowadays, not as much. You have that the boy should obviously be kaveh ha'itim, and finally that the boy should be a yorei shemayim. He says, whatever you do, don't marry off your daughter to a ama aretz. It's literally like throwing your daughter to the dogs from a spiritual perspective. That you're putting her in that situation. That because you put her in this cruel situation and you are ruining her, so she's going to have tainus on you the rest of her life every day that she's in that situation. And the pasuk says someone who is troubles who causes someone who causes trouble to his own relatives achzari is cruel. Just like Chazal say, the Gemara in Yavama says that you have to be deliberate when searching for your a wife. Person has to look at the character of the man. You have to hesitate before rushing into just taking a shidduch. So when you see on paper the shidduch looks great, you don't automatically say yes. You got to make sure that the boy has the right temperament. The boy is going to be what this girl needs to again reach her potential. And just like you would say for a girl that was looking for a boy. I'm sorry, for a boy that was looking for a girl. Investigate very thoroughly until you know clearly. You know the exact type of nature of this boy and that he's good. And again, he could be a good boy, but not what your daughter needs. You know, you may want your daughter to marry a working boy, but she wants to live a life of a koila life, and you're not interested because you think that she's going to be giving up a lot in life. So you balk at that, or vice versa. She wants a boy that's learning, that's working, and you want a boy that's learning because you feel that that's what you want for her. Again, don't look for marriage proposals based on what you need. Look what's the right fit for your daughter. And after you do that search, only then give consent to your daughter to marry him. It's the truth. That it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu assigns wives to husbands. He alone is the one that makes shidduchim. And quoting here from Tehillim, gathers individuals into a house. So you might argue that it's unnecessary to do any hishtadlus to find a proper shidduch for your daughter. He says, "No." He says, "I already reconciled this, right? If we're saying now that our barim yom kodem avlad, 40 days, 40 days after the child is formed, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already determining. The Bas Kol comes out and says what who they're going to marry, Bas Ploini Leploini. So if that's the case, then what do I have to do hishtadlus for?" Because if it's already decreed, so it's going to happen. So he says that he's going to talk about this later when we get to Zayin Zivug. But there is this idea of if you're Zayche, you get the Zivug Rishon, and if you're not Zayche, you get the Zivug Sheni. Okay, Ayin Shom. V'lachin therefore chiyuva ram yakol ish. It's incumbent upon everyone l'rachim al nafshoi to have rachmanis on himself and al nevish bita and on his daughter ulishtadu b'chol ois and to put all your effort in levakish l'manoyach. To find a secure setting, Ashayitavla, that will be good for her, Beloy, and to him, Baylamazel, in this world and in the next. Don't, again, look for a husband that on paper you like or that has characteristics that you like, when it's not the right setting for your daughter, it has to be someone that's both going to fit with your ideals, but also at the same time be the right spouse for your husband, for your daughter.